Welcome to Talks from the Bible. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4:4-6. The essential key to unity among believers is one faith. The word of God written by the Apostle Paul to the Philippians was, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. But whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Philippians 1:27. In every letter of the New Testament, God has made a call to his believers that they be one. God is one. God has established himself as the one God. "I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God." Ephesians 20:1-5. Jesus is the one Lord. God has made him the Lord by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus as Lord reigns over his one body, the church. Ephesians 1:22-23. This divine body, the church, is strengthened and sanctified and sealed by one Spirit. The revelation of Scripture does not recognize more than one God, more than one Lord Jesus Christ, and more than one Holy Spirit. The reality of eternal redemption is seen in the unity of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John 5:7. These three heavenly beings, each worked in harmony together, performing the function possessed to bring about the salvation of humanity. Each believer calls upon one God, serves one Lord, and is sealed by one Spirit. The harmony of heaven must be the harmony of earth. Division among believers is caused by arrogance. We are to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. 1 Peter 5:6. The humility of man will create a unity among believers, so that God may forever be honored and glorified. Walk worthy of your vocation. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.